The car drives toward Oranienburg. This means the destination is Sachsenhausen, an evil place.
At last we were all off the bus. We formed a line, a commando, and marched through a high gate into the country of numbers, where the time stands still and the men have no names. A city wall enclosed us, well protected by big towers and an electrically charged wire on the top. Above the gate, an inscription, Reich Prisoner Compound, Sachsenhausen.
Suddenly the train stopped on an open embankment. There were shouted commands, glaring spotlights shined in the middle of the night, and innumerable SS men rushed in, armed with weapons who probably belonged to the guards at the concentration camp in Oranienburg. At that moment, of course, no one knew where these wild, unleashed hordes had come from. Everyone was pushed and thrown out, each victim was beaten with rifle butts, kicks and punches. That night, I also was kicked a few times, and yet could still be glad that I escaped only with bruises.
We were just about to enter the second gate, and then the SS men knocked off the first prisoner's hats. You're all going to run, you swine! This meant that we had to run with a suitcase in our hands, which wasn't easy for the older man. Some also fell down in the mud.
After a long drive through the northern suburbs of Berlin, we landed in Sachsenhausen concentration camp. When we had to jump from the truck in the darkness, we were met by SS men with slaps in the face, kicks and truncheon thrusts. Then we were driven through a large gate to a massive yard illuminated by three large spotlights. We stood the entire night on these enormous roll call grounds. We weren't allowed to leave. New transports arrived every few minutes.
The hours trickle by, and the cold, humid air of a November night joins up with this martyrdom of the soul. Rain falls here and there, but we hardly feel it. We stand there like that for 8 hours, our gaze directed unswervingly at the wall, bareheaded and without coats. At particular intervals, a few hundred people are driven off into the darkness, and when they come back, they're marching in rank and file, mute in prison clothing, as it seems, or in old, ragged military coats.
Day after day, these columns of men are standing on the roll call grounds, pale, tired out, quiet. They make them stand, freezing and bareheaded, give them nothing to eat, not a drop of water. On Friday the 11th and Saturday the 12th of November, almost all of them are wearing the clothes of well-to-do citizens. Some of them, however, don't even have a coat. The police had hauled them out of bed and hadn't given them any time to get dressed. New transports arrive on Sunday. Now Jewish horse dealers in jackets or poor peddlers stand next to Jewish businessmen,